tensions continue to seize following Haiti's elections. World AIDS Day gives believers a chance to share the gospel, and we'll connect the dots today between NBA basketball, a ministry, and kids. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Haitians voted Sunday in the most important election in years, but chaos exploded at the polling places and protesters took to the streets charging fraud.
People were really high-strung about this election anyway, so you turn that loose and it ends up erupting.
Although it was quiet Monday, it remains unsettled, says For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart.
Rosalind's description was there were manifestations absolutely everywhere. Apparently, Cap Haitien was one of the last places to erupt, but it was just everywhere. It was all over the country.
As their team is preparing themselves to act in Christ's name and meet needs, DeHart's urging people to pray for the nation and wisdom.
People are praying, and there are more revivals going on in Haiti right now. They are turning to God because they truly understand that he's their only answer out of all of this.
Meanwhile, if you heard that over a million people caught a disease, you'd likely have some questions. Yet people often stigmatize or even ignore the 33 million infected with HIV/AIDS. Tomorrow is your chance to change that by observing World AIDS Day. Food for the Hungry's Kim Butnow explains.
World AIDS Day is a global celebration where we look back on all that's been accomplished for those that are infected and affected by HIV, as well as look forward to what more we need to do.
Whether you take the day to learn more, find ways to speak up, or give to projects already in motion, do respond. Christians have a special role in the AIDS battle.
Christians are responding to this from a different place, obviously, than people who don't believe in the Lord. We recognize that everyone is made in the image of God, whether or not they believe in him or practice another religion. So we can engage with them at a different level, I think, than those who are without faith.
It's a chance to share the gospel. Find ways to join in at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. You know, each year about 320,000 mothers die while giving birth around the world. While one organization says that's a decrease from previous statistics, it's still too high for Medical Teams International. President of MTI, Bas van der Zalm, says,
most women in the developing world have their children in places where there are no clinics, there are no doctors. They depend largely on midwives for the care they receive. Children are born in huts or sometimes even out in the fields.
So Medical Teams International is training mothers and midwives in delivery and provide needed life-saving supplies. While helping physically is important, van der Zalm says,
and we do all of this in the context of the church and faith-based community. We serve everyone in need, and anybody who needs help gets assistance. But we want to be sure that the work that we do points people to faith in Christ.
$10 provides a mama kit to a mother, which could save her life. Go to our website to help. Elsewhere, the worst flooding in close to 50 years has affected close to 700,000 people in Benin, West Africa. It destroyed the harvest, so food shortages are expected in the near future, too. Personnel with Wycliffe Bible Translators in the area have requested prayer, but at the same time, they're praising God for safekeeping. The team didn't lose any of their computers in the floods. Benin's churches are involved. They hope to build on that momentum as they work on Bible translation and literacy. And what if you could help a child in need just by going to an NBA basketball game? Well, the Dallas Mavericks teamed up with Buckner International to sponsor the Mavs Charity Challenge. The game's scheduled for February 7th. For every ticket purchased, $5 will be donated to Buckner Children and Family Services. If you can't go to the game, you can donate specifically to Buckner through their website. Pray the Lord will use this event to further his kingdom. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler, call 1-800-995-4828. It's your last day, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.